Well, do you remember in the old days if somebody was to pay off all their bill like at one time with cash?
Yes, ma'am.
Sometime would the storekeeper give them a little present or...
Yes, ma'am.
What would they call that? Giving them a... He'd say he was going to give them a little...
Not present. Yeah, well, most of the time they do up here at the stores in town.
Oh, they still do?
Yes, ma'am, they still do. When I paid my stove and my refrigerator out up here at the Mr. Hodges at the Economist Hardware Store, he gave me a pitcher, a glass pitcher, a water set, and six glasses.
Well, I don't know, they still do.
Oh, yes, ma'am, they do.
Do they call it like a bonus, or...?
Well, no, ma'am, they just call it a present for, you know, being punctual about paying it, and then the last of the payment too, they do that. They give different things. Sometimes a big bowl, something to have that you can use, big plastic bowl or a couple of small plastic bowls with the top or the refrigerator, just something that you can use.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't know they still do that.
Yes, ma'am, they still do that.
That's interesting. Well, now, if a person was up in the mountains, you might look up at a big mountain and say, boy, that'd be a hard mountain to
climb.
And now, last year, though, my neighbor, still talking about climbing, you might say, now, last year, my neighbor
climbed.
And you say, but now, as for me, I have never
climbed
in
a mountain.
My life. Yeah. And I bet you haven't, have you?
No, I haven't. I don't want to get too high and I too long. My boy's been asking me to go on a plane and go see my son. I said I might get to the plane, but I wouldn't get any further. He said, no, Mama says it's not scary. If you just make up your mind now, I'm not going to get scared and go on just like I was going to get on a bus. And said, you're there before you know it.
That's true.
And he said, the first time I got on, I said, Mama, my stomach been turned around that way. And the pilot said, what's the matter, Charlie? He said, there's something wrong with my stomach, mister. He said, I don't know what it is. He said, well, you sit down and be calm till we get straightened out, and then you won't know you're riding, and you'll be down in Mexico before you know it. And now he likes it.
And now he likes it. Yeah.
Said, any distance, the Mama, that's the only way I'm going to ride now. He said, you're really safer there and you're on the highway now.
That's true.
In a way, he said, you are, yeah.
That's true. Now, before a baby is able to walk, it's got to
crawl.
And now, like if a little child wanted to hide behind the sofa or something, and then, you know,
they play hide and seek.
Play hide and seek. And now, to get down behind it, he's got to get down like this, and you say
kind of on his knees.
And if he just kind of squats down, you say he's and getting kind of, you know, pulling his body all down like this, you say he's kind of hunkering down.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's what we would say.
Hunker
down.
Hunker down.
There's another word, but.
And now if you came by and he was, you know, like behind the sofa, he might jump out and say,
boo.
Yeah.
I did all that with my babies.
You have?
I used to play with them all. Played with them like great big children. Their father never would.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good thing that they had you. That's really good. Well, now, you might be talking about a little child was saying his prayers, so he went over to the bed and he
got on his knees. Yeah.
Another way of saying that might be that he, in talking about kneeling, you'd say that he
knelt.
And now, if a person was feeling tired, they might say, I believe I'll go over to the sofa and
lie down.
And
I have to do that too.
You have to do that too. Yeah. Now.